17 minutes now after 4 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon, the sound of Neil Diamond, the first of three in a row as we start Power 2 of the Million Dollar Music. Ball in the land down under. Everyone to ride a kangaroo, make kangaroo steer, stand up some hollow while you cuddle a koala, dress in a nightgown, and walk upside down.
This is my thing.
Well, maybe I've got news for you. Now, by that time, make a date with Sydney. That's a no-no. That's in Australia.
My blue rain won't come back. My blue rain won't come back.
The songs have heard offered on the Tijuana Brass here on a Thursday afternoon. Why do we keep forgetting it's a Thursday afternoon? 14th of November, we know that, and it's now 18 minutes away from news time. Coming up at 4 o'clock, this is Kenny O'Dell. It's so beautiful, people. It seems like everything in this world nowadays is either immoral, illegal, or fattening. But if your real friend back home can buy it down to 5 pounds, the folks won't have to pay the annual rate to send it to you in Vietnam, since all packages under 5 pounds automatically come by in. Why send her by the more expensive terminal rate? Then for 5 pounds or under, she can come by air at the regular meal rate. And depending on how much longer your tour is in Vietnam, she'll either have to diet, crash diet, or stop eating completely. Coming up on this station in just 23 minutes at 5 o'clock. Complete the afternoon. Now we ought to have to take it from Dean Martin. He's in the midst of Dean Martin. Clear, clear water, as the song goes. But in Vietnam, I'm afraid there's not too much of that kind of water. But you can at least make the water you drink purified by following several simple steps. For a canteen of clear water, use two of those little black water purification pills. Four of the pills for a canteen full of muddy water. That's it. Just a few simple rules to follow, and the water is safe to drink.
Hello, here's again. I'm your captain, Rick Bednar. Thanks, Rick. You'll hear Rick and Town and Country every night, Monday through Friday at 1905. Rick Bednar. That's Rick. We'll hear Rick and Town and Country every night, Monday through Friday at This is $1 million music for a Thursday afternoon, and we start out with five in a row. That last one, Jerry Puckett and the Union Jets from late 1967, a big hit for them, called Woman, Woman. We'll be right back after this driving reminder.
Driving a vehicle can sometimes be compared to falling off a log. You get so used to it, it becomes natural. Cruising down the road as your mind wanders, it's not your home, your wife or girl at that. Usually, it's thought not actually on what you're doing at the moment. It's fine to daydream, but when you have a potentially lethal weapon under your control, you may just daydream yourself into trouble.
Thank you for that good word, Rick. Only specialist Rick Bednar, your host in town and country every night here on ESPN. It's 45 now after 3 o'clock. Let's drop back to 1959. This is Santa Claus. We're half away from the news time now on a Thursday afternoon. 5 minutes of the latest world news coming up at 5 o'clock. So here's some good news. A second R&R has now been authorized for people extending from 90 to 180 days here in Vietnam. Eligibility for this second R&R begins after your tour extension's been approved and after you've gained seniority on the list of the place where you're headed. But remember, you must take your first R&R during your normal tour, or you lose it. If you enjoyed your first R&R, why not take a second during your extension? This is Evan Starr. He calls this Asian Double O Soul. This is $1 million music for Thursday afternoon. We're in for John Reno as your host. It's 9.5 minutes away from news time, coming up at 5 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. We'll be right back. The sounds of the Buckinghams right after this. So there you are. You're out in the boonies. Just received your hard-earned month's pay. Now, what do you do with it? Well, even out in the boonies, you can make arrangements to have your pay put in a safe place, a checking account. That way, you withdraw your pay.
This is the KFU Island tonight. You're experiencing little difficulties. Please stand by. Let the difficulties have been corrected. We may have rejoined.
This is the American Forces Broadband Network.
Audio 85 and 99.9 FM. This is AFBN tonight.
A tragedy of a traffic accident can last for a lifetime. Or worst of all, it can snuff out life. If you're the driver of the vehicle in Vietnam, it's your responsibility to see that a tragedy doesn't happen. So drive carefully and stay alert.
Correct time on the new Audi 85 at the automatic cycling turn will be precisely 1600. New time from AFVN, New Central and Saigon. This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
Headlining the news at this hour, the U.S. plans ahead to the Red Planet and reports of hope from the French capital. Good afternoon, this is Army DFC, Bruce Baird. AFBN News on the Hour. Headlining the news at this hour, the U.S. plans ahead to the Red Planet and reports of hope from the French capital. Good afternoon, this is Army DFC, Bruce Baird. AFBN News on the Hour. Compiled from major American networks, wire services, and military sources. Now, complete details. The U.S. plans to send a double probe to the planet Mars in 1971 to find sites for the first unmanned landing 2 years later. Caltech's Jet Propulsion Laboratory at Pasadena said today that two Mariner spacecraft will circle the mysterious red planet for 3 months. The launch will be made in May when Mars is within 35 million miles of the Earth. The trip will take 6 months and orbit today by a 40-minute emergency meeting. Negotiator Avril Harriman and Saigon's top representative in Paris, Pham Dong Lam. After the meeting, an authoritative source said the U.S. still expects South Vietnam to take part. Earlier, the two
military staff of the NATO nations held a top secret meeting in Brussels today, plotting new military strategy because of Czechoslovakia. As a result of the Soviet occupation of Czechoslovakia, NATO faces a complete reassessment of its defense strategy. Richard Nixon continues the plan for his new administration. Today in New York, Nixon's aide, Ron Ziegler, reported,
"The novel of Fermi Bar for the 1950 year, line and the novel, will be bound up together. I think as the inaugural plans begin to evolve, there may be some changes in the previous inaugural."
And Ziegler said that President-elect Nixon has appointed J. Willard Marriott, chairman of the board of Marriott Corporation of Washington, D.C., to serve as chairman of the 1969 inaugural committee. A Brooklyn grand jury indicted three men from Yemen on four counts each in connection with an assassination plot against President-elect Nixon. The men pleaded innocent to the charges and are being held until they can raise the reduced bail of $25,000 apiece. San Francisco State College was closed indefinitely today. Police and students had clashed on the campus, and the faculty voted to suspend classes. It was then that President Robert Smith announced the closure. The more than 1 week of violence and disruption was touched off by the dismissal of a member of the Black Panthers, who was an English instructor and a graduate student. An Air Force spokesman says that the U.S. may pay Lockheed Aircraft double the original contract estimate for 115 giant C-5A military cargo jets. A.E. Fitzgerald, an Air Force deputy, testified today before a House Senate committee. He said Lockheed's costs may increase 100% over first estimates on the original 58 planes. Committee Chairman Senator William Proxmire said this is really appalling. The Montreal Weather Bureau has warned citizens of Canada's largest city that snow flurries will continue through tomorrow. The city was hit by a blizzard today, a heavy remnant of the Atlantic storm that hit the east coast of the U.S. yesterday. More than 12 inches of snow fell today in Montreal, with strong winds quickly piling up to it. Pope Paul says he is deeply concerned because religious indifference has become fashionable, and some Christians even believe God is dead. In a speech in St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope reaffirmed that religion and communism can't be reconciled, although discussion is possible. The National Conference of Catholic Bishops took preliminary action today on a proposed letter dealing with birth control. The vote was so secret that the bishops themselves were not told the outcome. The pastoral letter deals with a Catholic couple's decision to use contraceptives despite a papal ban. The bishops are meeting in Washington. Mrs. Lyndon Johnson will make a four-day, 6,000-mile cross-country trip next week. It will be her sixth and last major tour. She will emphasize advances in education, space, health, and urban renewal programs promoted by her husband, President Johnson. The First Lady will go to New Orleans, Cape Kennedy, Denver, and Eureka, California. And that's the news up to this hour. Compiled from major American networks, wire services, and military sources. I'm Army PFC Bruce Dabb for AFPN Radio News. AFPN, broadcasting from Flygod. That was a big one in 1967, done by Bobby Gentry, the ode to Billy Joel.
The Army needs recruiters. Increasing emphasis on maximizing voluntary enlistments and stepped-up recruiting operations through the United States have increased the need for these vital men. Recruiters are assigned to the U.S. Army Recruiting Command on a voluntary basis rather than a detailed basis. Mature, experienced NCOs with a broad knowledge of the Army and the excellent career opportunities it offers are urgently needed. For more information, check with your unit personnel officer. Remember, applications must be submitted between 6 and 8 months prior to your due date.
On a Thursday afternoon, we'll have another one of those million-dollar double plays right after this.
Being in Vietnam has its advantages, but being close to the world isn't one of them. The great distance makes it pretty tough for fast communication between you and the world. But that's where the Red Cross comes in. Should your family have an emergency, the fastest way to contact you is through their local Red Cross. Run that patient time and explain it all in a letter home. It might take some time now, but you'll be saving time in the long run.
This is the first of two in a row on a Thursday afternoon, the sounds of Johnny Rivers from 1967 and South Summer Run. For that one, that's Connie Francis from Lipstick on your Collar.
Where you headed, buddy?
Well, just up the road a few miles.
Whoops, why?
Geez, what I have? Bad breath? I mean, what sort of an idiot would do a thing like that?
What kind of guy would do that? Well, we're all on the same team. Regardless of whether it's a few yards or a few miles, give your buddy a lift. You never can tell. He might be from the same hometown.
Oh, we get more music. What's the subject? There we go. The music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon. Simply 12 Pollyanna, done by the Classics at 8 minutes away from news time at 4 o'clock.
As servicemen in Vietnam, we have a special reason for buying United States savings bonds and freedom shares. Indirectly, they help us protect freedom and ensure that America will remain strong and free. So we're helping ourselves in two ways, aren't we? Just think, if you'd invest a little of your don't take home pay for savings bonds, well, you'd get 4.5% when held to maturity, 5% on freedom shares. The savings is done for you, and the money's always there in case something comes up. Why not give it a whirl?
This is kind of a bad idea. Thank you very much, Mike. Army Specialist Mike Sherman, your host on Panorama every Saturday afternoon. Away from news time, coming up at 4 o'clock here on a Thursday afternoon. You know, a lot of people see red every day. They calm down and soon forget. A full laptop of red should be forgotten. But hold on, because there's another type of red. You see it on modification work orders. Urgent on top of that modification work order means the item is red or deadlined. And urgent modification work orders are aimed at fixing those things that could fix your equipment for good and possibly even you. When you see that type of red, don't forget it. Wow. 1965 style, it's just like a noise. Pendulum, swings like a pendulum. Bobby pulling back with a steam bath. Yes, Mr. Harvey's a fireman's friend.
An awful, awful pretty thing from about 10 years ago, done up by the Platters. It's called Harbor Life.
Did you ever stop to think about some of the services and recreational facilities most of us take for granted while in service? I'm talking about such things as libraries, bowling alleys, game rooms, and golf courses. They're found at most military installations around the world. Special services. Group that makes home seem just a little bit closer.
10 minutes before news time now, coming up at 4 o'clock on this a Thursday afternoon. See if you remember this one. It's done by a group that's called the Classics.
office. It's called The Words of Love.
Hi, this is Tex Ritter. You're on the FVN Beam, home of Modern Morning with the Navy Petty Officer, Ken Collish.
Join Ken every morning, Monday through Friday, from 10 until 12 noon with Mad Morning. From 1966, there's no stepping stone. 14 before news time coming up at 4 o'clock. We're going to drop back about 10 years right after this. It's Mod, it's Mad, it's Tokyo for R&R. From where else is Shinjuku? From Tokyo Tower to the resorts of Nikko. It's a mod, mod world of Tokyo calling you when R&R comes around. Take a trip non-stop from Saigon to the largest city in the world. Shop now for Christmas. Electronics, cameras, pearls, and silk. You'll go mad going mod in Tokyo where they say, let it all hang out. And where they say, Sakutumi. 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 Sakutumi.
Send home a real rare trophy, something unusual, something that will really be the talk of the town. Well, I think I was finding live handyman, RPG rounds, nuclear plastic, and all those other explosives which they're hiding in their footlockers and suitcases. I do guarantee that one of those from back in the States will cause a lot of talk among the folks back home. And it might well be the last words they say. Think about it. Is the war closer with it?
14 and a half minutes away from news time, coming up at 5 o'clock, and the moment is coffee, Johnny. Those words are love.
Yaganich?
Sure is.
Listen, my name is Floyd D. Mercer. I got a bone to pick with you. My boy Raymond was down there about a month ago. He was a senior in high school, and he wanted to sign up for the Navy, and you told him he's too scrawny and needed to go home and work out.
No, I would not have done that.
That's what he said. You told him he's too scrawny, and he come home, and he charged up about $200 worth of dumbbell and about $100 worth of protein powder. And that ain't the worst of it. He was in there trying to get them dumbbells put together, and his little pet hamster, Liberace, got loose and was down on the floor. It ain't funny. He dropped a 20-pound weight on him and squished him.
Squished him?
Squished him, yeah. little Archie. It ain't funny. So I need about $300 and a new hamster. Well, I'm coming down there and whooping somebody's ass. Well, you think it's funny? I guarantee you, I'm going to swell one of your eyes up. You look like Popeye. Go ahead, get it out of your system. I got a little boy over here tore it up. He'd won the 4-H talented pet contest the last 2 years in a row with Liberace. Mama made him a little blue sequin jacket, and Ryman taught him how to set it a toy piano and pound on it with his nose. It ain't funny. I want you to call up his 4-H teacher and tell him why Raymond ain't going to have a pat in the show this year. How'd you like me to jerk a half hitch in your eye? How long's it been since you had a good old country eyes whooping? This year, the Blue Ribbon's going to probably go to Jimmy Charlene's ping pong playing parrot tonight.
He's not going to buy any of this.
I know he ain't. You call his 4-H teacher Steve Cleveland and explain all that.
Oh, Mike, you don't get tickled too easily, do you?
Oh, my God.
Would you...
I want that whole thing taped. Oh, Jesus.
Would you get...
Hello.
Well, who are you?
Well, I'm Colonel Major Captain Lieutenant Private Sad Sack.
Well, Sack, you got here just in time. I'm looking for an expert cameraman.
Oh, an expert cameraman, I'm a wizard at photography. See, I specialize in I've got the finest equipment. Printing is my strong point. What's a camera?
Zach, you must be kidding.
Oh, yeah, sure, I'm kidding. Here's a picture I took at camp yesterday.
Well, let's see. Who's this soldier on the left?
No, he's my bosom some crummy corporal.
Well, Zach, this picture didn't seem to come out so well. Did you develop it in a dark room?
Oh, I never use a dark room.
You don't use a dark room?
No, I just blindfold myself.
Well, the assignment I have in mind calls you for a real professional touch.
Oh, then I wouldn't do it all. I'm not a professional. You see, I'm just an amateur.
The job is to take George Lamour's picture.
I haven't taken any real good. I've forgotten a lot of the fine point. It's Dorothy Lamour.
Somebody mentioned my name.
No, nobody mentioned your name. You keep your 2 cents out of the it's Dorothy Lamour.
Of course it's Dorothy Lamour. Dorothy, you know this fella, don't you?
Why, hello, Bing. What are you doing here?
Oh, this isn't Crosby, Donnie. This is the other Sad Sack.
How do you like me in your bathing suit, Bob?
Well, you fill it all right, but not in the old familiar places.
Well, naturally. My figure is different than yours.
Yeah, you can say that again. You can say that again. Hooray for the difference.
Well, just take the picture, Zach. How do you want Dottie and I to pose?
Well, you can put your arm around her. Now, Dottie, you put your arm around him.
Like this, Jackie?
Yeah. And now, dot,
you're sending a sensible.
Quiet. Now, lift your face to Bob's, Dottie.
Like this, Daddy.
Oh, Dottie. Now what do you want me to do, Sack?
Brother, if you don't know, let's trade places.
Oh, man, we thought you'd get a kick out of that. That's one of the old radio shows we found here on the station. That was Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny, along.